Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to episode 20 of Pillows and Beer. I'm very, very excited about tonight. I can't really tell you why, but it just seems like a great night. And I'm here, as always, with my boy, Craig Conover. Say what's up, Craig.
I'm excited. Both of us were a little sluggish after this weekend. Our friend K-Cav was visiting, and we cannot drink like we used to, but we're at my store right now. We're just across the street at Beerworks with our great friend Dave Seitzy. Shout out to Beerworks and Seitzy. It's a great place to drink Austin's beer.
$5 all day every day.
We went over there, we had a shot of Jaeger, we had some pints of beer to loosen up. Austin's been working hard at fixing our audio issues with our producer, Nick. Hopefully they are better this week for you guys.
I truly, truly hope so, because I know, we all know, right? Last week, our audio issues were there.
That's definitely on us. We didn't have Nick. Well, I think it's Jerry's fault, but Nick wasn't on the podcast with us.
When in doubt,
Jerry was in like Pennsylvania or something doing some shit, and Austin and I were left alone, and that's what happened was that if
we do it live with somebody, then we can't all have headphones. Normally it's just me with headphones on. Craig gets distracted by it, I don't know, but we had a microphone in the middle of the table, and I don't know, we thought it was good enough.
That's fine. No, it's the same reason that I can't wear noise canceling AirPods or headphones. I find them disorienting, and I don't like having the headphones on. So we are at the store. I just went and ordered an antipasta cheese and meat board from our not so secret.
Don't say it.
Gotta give Mario a shout out.
No.
So we're going to go pick that up. We have a great friend joining us later.
It's a place called Luigi's, and we love it.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
There's one of our great friends is going to join us later in the podcast. Her name's Sarah Gretzky. And I think it's going to be really fun to talk all things reality TV with her and movies, and who knows where the combo is going to go.
Okay. I also want to go back just to Nick is doing weird things. Yeah,
Nick's
with his
licking
hands.
His fingers.
Yeah, Nick,
right now.
Stop. Don't be weird, dude.
What are you doing?
And now he's drinking red wine.
Yeah, poured wine, and it got on the bottle, so I got it off with my thumb.
From Stemware, not. I'm a big stemless wine glass guy when I'm home, but I tend to drink it too fast when it's when it doesn't have a stem.
I just broke my last stemless wine glass today. I moved, and I'm putting it all in my dishwasher, and I just hear glass break, which I'm glad I just said that because I didn't pick out the glass. But I like stemware, which is another term for ladies, right?
Glassware.
Hold on. I do really want to go back, Craig. We can't recover.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you called that. No, we can definitely – we can drink – just as well as we ever have. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm a tank.
Yeah.
Until the next day.
My delivery orders over the past 2 days have just been all over the place. I did get Outback delivered by Uber Eats last night, though. I opened some wine. I couldn't drink it. Ate some Delta 8 from our good friends here on King Street, CBD Social. And anyway, now I just popped this fucking Italian. I don't know what kind of wine this is.
Hey, but, wave to your employees.
Oh, hey guys.
That's
Marissa and Madison. Hey guys. Oh, that's great.
What's Craig doing in the store in Austin?
I think it's funny because Craig told me today, he was, just randomly, he was like, I ate Outback last night. And I was like, that's something, Outback is a special place in both of our hearts, these days, because we had so much fun there. And we always do. But it's really funny to me, Craig. So tell me, this is not even in our, outline or anything, but I just want to know why.
Do you want me to read my order?
Well, I want to know why Craig got there and why you decided to have Outback last night. I don't know. Like what constitutes just hankering for Outback?
A lot of my favorite restaurants, Charleston's very behind the tide on delivery. Like, we don't even have Postmates. So we really can't get too much stuff.
Behind the tide.
Time, tide.
Times.
I don't know. But it's not like New York City or LA or any big city where you can just have anything you want delivered. So Basil is my usual go-to comfort restaurant.
And tell us what soup you get from there.
I get Tom Kagai, Thai hot, and then I get wonton soup with no spice. And then I get the Nua Nam Tok, which is these cabbage wraps. So good. And anyway, we've never talked about that on here, but that's my like happy place, but they don't deliver. So here's my order from Outback. And then Remy, your morning after our Sunday fun day with Kristen, what you ordered.
Okay.
Because mine is Bloomin' Onion, chocolate fondue flight, baked potato, fully loaded, grilled shrimp on the barbie, triple layer carrot cake, Outback center cut sirloin, medium. Add 4 Gold Coast coconut shrimp, add Tuwamba topping, because I didn't know what that was. Add roasted garlic butter, didn't use that. Fresh steamed seasonal veggies. Ended up just being broccoli, French onion soup. Then I got a Diet Coke and a Dr. Pepper.
My jaw is dropped.
And earlier in the day,
were you with 6 friends?
Yeah. I always love how many like utensil packets they put in my orders. And I'm like, how many people do they think I'm ordering for right now? So that was my
Craig just paid rent for the Outback Steakhouse in Mount Pleasant. Thank you, Craig, for supporting really local businesses. Local business. I don't know.
What is a local business? What was your hangover meal after Sunday?
Oh my gosh. Monday I ordered Chick-fil-A.
Do they deliver?
Yeah, of course they deliver. I got a number one meal. And I got chicken strips and a 12-pack of nuggets.
See, I'm not a chicken sandwich guy, and I think they're weird.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. I love nuggets. See, if I'm going to fast food, I'm going to get a burger. Like, Sonic cheeseburger is my favorite.
What about Taco Bell?
Then Wendy's. It's just not what I'm going to create. Like, if I'm going to be like, screw it, I'm going to eat fast food today, I'm going to get a burger.
Okay. From where?
Sonic first, then Wendy's, and then McDonald's.
That's psychotic. Sonic first?
Sonic cheeseburger first. I'll go sit at the Sonic near my house for like an hour by myself and just watch the cars go by and eat. Like, I'll get jalapeno poppers and a cheeseburger and like maybe a fun drink.
Let me just say that that's the first time I've ever heard Craig said he goes to Sonic by himself and eats.
I do a lot of weird shit that no one knows about. And I used to listen. You know what ruined it? One, the Sonic moved. So that kind of ruined it. Two, I used to listen to Barstool and they're not on XM radio anymore. And so I've got nothing to listen to.
Do you like the guys that do the Sonic commercials? The guys are funny as hell, in my opinion.
I don't have an opinion, which says a lot, because usually there's definitely people on commercials that I absolutely hate.
Okay. Do you hate Flo?
I used to. I don't anymore because I'm just like, whatever. Have you been doing it this long?
What about the big breasted girl from AT&T?
No, I don't mind.
Like, it just came out that, you know, something happened and she's very buttoned up in the commercials.
Right.
But then she like, you know, posted something and people were like, holy moly, the AT&T girl is busted.
Who do I hate?
But the Sonic guys are mad funny.
The cash now is my least. I mean, I usually throw something at the TV when that comes
877
on.
877 cash now.
Like, if I can't get to my TV in time to change it, like, I'll hear it start to come on and I'll freak out.
JG Wentworth?
Yes.
Wow.
But hey, look, it works, because if I needed cash now,
you would call JG Wentworth.
It's engraved in my fucking head.
Definitely. I would call JG too, because it seems.
I would just be so angry at myself.
But I wouldn't buy insurance from the general.
How about the ostrich?
I
just wouldn't.
What?
I like how they're I love how their commercials now are like, yeah, so remember we thought this was a cut rate insurance company because.
Who?
The general. Like, they're making fun of themselves now because they're like, oh yeah, just because we have these cheap commercials doesn't mean.
Yeah.
And not cheap. I mean,
it's not cheap because they're paying Shaq how much money. Exactly. I mean, Shaq is like not doing it for like, you know, 50K.
The ostrich.
$6 million. Yeah, I mean, true. I don't know what he's doing it for, but it's Shaq, for God's sakes.
Ostrich makes me laugh, but then I'm like, I'm annoyed at myself.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an emu.
That's it. It's the emu.
Oh, the emu. Oh. Yeah, the emu and Doug.
Yeah. emu and Doug. I can't even say emu.
Okay. Let's rewind, unless you really want to talk about the emu.
No. It's okay.
So let's go back to why we had these epic orders on Monday morning or Monday afternoon or whenever the hell. Because I don't know about y'all, but sometimes when I am hungover as hell, like, sometimes I'm like, I need food, you know, suck up the alcohol. And sometimes I'm like, the last thing that I want is food. So I don't eat until like 3 o'clock.
I just can't decide on what I want. So I click on a whole bunch of shit. And then I usually eat the smallest thing in the order. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you, Craig? Except a lot of stuff. But, a lot of
okay.
You consider Five Guys fast food?
In my head, I do. I used to love Five Guys growing up, but I'm not a huge Five Guys guy anymore.
Why did you just say Five Guys? Like, I would eat like a double dirty bacon burger with like mushrooms on top. Just,
yeah,
like,
the mushrooms.
Soggy bun. Crushing it. Wow. Stuff.
No, we had a heck of a time. Our friend Kristen was visiting. You guys know her, obviously, from our podcast. I mean, she's done other stuff, too, but she was on our podcast.
No.
That's probably how you know KGav is from our podcast.
That's the only way that you would know her.
Craig, oh, they have my shirt on.
Craig and I made Kristen famous.
Well, the people in the store have my shirt on, or outside the store. I know. Anyway, Kristen was here with her friend Steph.
And sorry, go.
I don't know. Go for it.
I was just going to say, and she came in on Saturday, left on Monday. And when she came, she was texting us and being like, I want to go at it on Sunday. So Sunday was like her Sunday fun day. She was like, I want to have a Sunday fun day.
And we did. Charleston's a great place for that. So that was fun. And now Austin and I are here because he's about to leave for a golf tournament with Shep that I wasn't invited to.
Not true.
And definitely not bitter about.
Well, it is true that I am leaving for a golf tournament.
I got Shep to admit that he didn't invite me, though. When I was at home team, I was like, he's like, you were invited. And I was like, you never invited me to play this because I wanted to play in it for like 3 years. And he's like, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. So hopefully you do well. Do you know who you're paired with?
Yeah, I do. It's a couple guys from the Korn Ferry Tour, just names cool. That, you know, I don't
I wonder
know.
If our buddies from Bermuda.
I just hope they're fun. No, because our buddies from Bermuda are on the actual PGA Tour. And that sounds, you know, mean and rude. No, like the Korn Ferry Tour is like, you know, what do you call it? Like, you know, the minor leagues to the PGA. So, you know, these guys are all trying to, and Shep said it's a lot of fun. And I'm excited.
It's a 3-day tournament.
So we play 2 days, just like a normal tournament, right? And if you make the cut.
I mean a normal tournament. Oh, yeah.
If you make the cut, then you play on Saturday, Sunday. I wrote down some things. Let's just like, you know, do some filler, you know, funny things. Okay, Craig, has a fan ever reached out to you and told you that they have named their kid after you? I've had two now.
Not a kid. I have a goldfish.
I have a buddy named Shep who named their dog after me.
Obviously, little Craig. There's a goldfish, a donkey, and a miniature horse. The miniature horses live in Charleston. They're named Shep, Craig, and Austin.
Really?
Yeah.
And Chelsea named her chickens after you.
That's true.
You know, one of her chickens after you.
Yeah, but she doesn't know which one, so she just calls them all Craig.
Really?
I think so. Because she's like, I don't know which chicken I named it for you.
That's amazing. Why? So Chelsea was here, she'd be like, no, I don't call them all Craig. But Craig just says, yeah, I'm pretty sure she calls them all Craig, and now they're all
Cam,
Craig.
Cam, a few people have come in saying that they've named their kids after Cam or that they didn't. But I'm like, do you spell it with an A? And if they say yes, then I'm like, oh, you named it after our Cam.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but the second person has now reached out, and she said, Austin, just want you to know that I named my child after you. And so I just reached out to her and I said something along the lines of, because the other one that named the child after me has sent me pictures, you know, throughout the
you should send him a onesie.
Throughout the last like you know, year or two.
E?
Yes, that's the point, Craig.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's named their kid Craig these days.
That's the whole point. I named my kid after you. No, Craig, they spell it with an I. Of course it's spelled with an E. And so a woman said, I named my son after you, no joke. That was on May 14th. So today I reached out to her and I said, is this for real? I said, another woman did as well. And she sends me pictures. She said, I'm dead serious. I was pregnant when I found Southern Charm and fell in love with your name. Ha ha. He's 18 months now and it suits him. Hey, I'm showing Craig a picture. Okay.
Kind of looks like you and Shep.
Yeah. Okay. He's like a towhead. He's wearing a shirt with a sloth. And I said, amazing. She said, we live in Oklahoma, so I'm hoping he grows up to be a Southern gentleman like yourself. I said, he'll be far more than myself. Just keep him off reality TV.
Again, guys, sorry for the audio issues last week. If you haven't listened, the episode with Cam is pretty awesome. Spencer and Heidi jump in on the end of the episode. So don't be scared to listen to that after you listen to this episode. I thought it was great. Cam's awesome. And the fact that Spencer returned is pretty great. So coming up next after this break is our great friend Sarah Goretzky from the Net Chicks podcast. And we'll be right back.
So I don't know about you, Craig, but one of my favorite times of the day is when it's finally time to wind down and go to sleep. And that's why a mattress is of the utmost importance. With Helix Sleep is what I have discovered. And Helix is a great mattress where you can go online and you can take a 2-minute quiz, right? This quiz is going to match your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you, right? Because why would you just sleep on some generic mattress? So what it does is it determines if you like soft, medium, or firm. I myself am more on the softer side. I just really, really want to sink into the mattress. Now, some people like my dad are like, no, I need like, you know, lumbar support and et cetera, you know, and that's fine. They have a mattress for you. I prefer soft. They ask you questions like, do you sleep on your side, on your back, or on your front? I sleep on my back. I sleep on my back more than anything, sometimes on my side. And they take all these things into account and they match you with your perfect mattress. So I have a queen sized Sunset mattress and it's my new mattress and I love it so, so much. I don't even have a mattress topper on top of this one. On my old mattress, I did. And that's just how much that I appreciate it. It's one of those things where I put it all on, I unraveled it. It comes in this really cool packaging, right? It's like, you know, you cut it open and it just, it expands. And, yeah, it's my go-to mattress now, Craig. So Helix, has really changed, my nighttime sleeping habits.
What's great is that's interesting. You like the soft one. I like the medium one, but no matter how soft or firm you go, it actually still supports my back, which is great. So I can have the comfort of a soft mattress, but the support of a firm mattress. I'm also a back sleeper, but in the morning, sometimes I roll over my stomach and the mattress just suits me. I think you guys will enjoy it too. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners here at Pillows and Beer at helixsleep.com/pillows. That's Helix, Helix, Sleep, Sleep.com/pillows for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows now. Austin and I both love hot sauce. But one thing that Austin loved before me was truffles, and I just didn't. I had only ever had bad experiences with white truffle oil on French fries at restaurants that did that, and it just was cheap. And so when Austin told me about Truff, which is this amazing organic truffle hot sauce. The hot sauce there's ones with black truffles in it. It's one with white truffles in it. And then there's a spicier one, which is my favorite. And he told me about this and I was like, hey, I don't like truffles. Well, I didn't like fake truffles because I love Truff hot sauce.
Right. Craig, you could not be more right. Love, love, love truffle oil. And I love hot sauce. At my house, I have a whole collection of hot sauces. And now the fact that I've added these 3 hot sauces, it's the only one that I use at the moment. It's like almost gluttonous, right? So basically think of like a luxury brand hot sauce meets like an Instagram, you know, model. That's basically what they've done. And they made this beautiful bottle. It's sleek and sexy looking. And then, you know, you open up the top, Craig, and just immediately that truffle oil just hits your nose.
Walk into Austin's house and he's got these badass looking bottles on his stove. It basically look like the coolest, newest, most decorative item to have in your house, except they're actual hot sauces. And then the sauce tasted even better than the bottle looks. So Austin somehow has a kitchen that looks cooler than mine at the moment. Well, mine's not finished, but the hot sauce really adds something.
So Truff's original hot sauce blends black truffles, ripe chilies, savory spices, and organic agave nectar. And that's what they're all about, y'all. Their hotter sauce takes the heat up a notch. And then the white Truff hot sauce, oh my goodness, it is my favorite. I know that Craig said that the hotter sauce is his, but the white Truff hot sauce is infused with rare and decadent white truffle, as you can imagine. And that is just...
All right, family, if you want to join Austin and I by having some things that look pretty cool in your kitchen and the best hot sauce you will ever try, go to their website now. You can get 15% off anything that you order. Go to Truff's website and type in promo code Pillows and Beer at truff.com. You get free shipping and 15% off. That's 15% off everything plus free shipping at Truff, T-R-U-F-F, F as in fantastic, like their hot sauce, .com. Promo code pillows and beer. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Whether it's a side door, front door, back door, right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh offers 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. The meals take 20 minutes or less, lightning prep recipes, and quick breakfast and lunches, perfect for our busy schedules. Honestly, I love HelloFresh. I started using them about 6 years ago, learned a lot of new cooking methods with them. I've learned a lot of new recipes. It makes you look like an incredible chef. And honestly, as you use HelloFresh, you turn into an incredible chef. The photo recipes, the pictures are my favorite part. And so a lot of times when I'm reading instructions for something, I just can't visualize what's going on. They actually give you pictured instructions. So there's really no way to mess up. I've used HelloFresh a lot on dates or just cooking in or staying in. Honestly, the fact that it gets delivered to the door, it just makes life so much easier. You don't have to go to the grocery store. Everything's pre-measured and it's just easy. And one of my favorite things about getting my kitchen back in this house was starting to be able to use HelloFresh again. Go to HelloFresh.com/pillowsandbeer12 and use code pillowsandbeer12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. 12 free meals. That's awesome. I mean, you just can't beat it. There's no reason not to try this. Go to HelloFresh.com/pillowsandbeer12. Again, our code is pillowsandbeer12 and you get 12 free meals, including free shipping. Join us, learn how to be an incredible chef, or just save yourself some effort and time. Eat well this week. Eat well this month with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right, sweet. I'm pumped, Sarah. We needed a boost of energy. We miss you.
I miss you guys so much.
And we're like, well, I don't know what you're like.
Hey, Sarah, this is Nick, our producer.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
You look like fun.
Nick, you look like fun. Fucking robe, babe.
Why'd you text us shots when you, are you doing shots of?
No, because like, imagine like it would be more fun if like I could, you know?
It's okay. Wow. We're drinking for you. I have a kegerator in the store and we've got some red wine.
Well, this
beer
is
one. And water. Kirk got a pizza for us.
Nice.
But I got a in cheese classic board. Form, it sounds like a beer.
I mean, I think it's perfect since Ty was going to dinner and now, wait, did you just put honey everywhere? Do you know how sticky honey is?
I just took the top off.
Guys. I know. I just, whatever.
What are you guys eating?
We have a cheese and charcuterie plate and a pizza.
Craig got a pizza.
From Mario's next door.
I don't know what Mario's is.
It's just some.
Stop saying Mario's.
It's a place.
Bowser's.
No, because we gave away one of our spots. It's next to the store, so we can like go in the back like of their kitchen. And
Nick, cut this all out.
So now you can like hang out with us while Ty's out at dinner.
I know, he's so jealous. He's like, wait, he had like a business dinner, and I was like, well, when are you going to be done? I'm coming back. I'm like, no, take your time. Get the fuck out.
Like, we're going to quiz each other on reality TV. Whatever. We're recording. Let's just go into it.
Okay.
Because we've already kind of intro'd you before you came on, but oh God, now we're both eating. All right.
No, I want you to intro yourself.
Okay.
The Net Chicks.
So
one half of the Net Chicks.
One half. So I would say that I am a stunning, just like all around average American girl, wife, soon to be mom. Podcaster, if you will. Just like an average bitch, to be honest.
I love it. Yeah, we told everyone we became good friends through our mutual friends, Paulina and Dustin.
You know what? You know what? You took the words out of our mouth.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's basically what I said too. Sarah is our average.
You're our average bitch friend.
Yeah, friend. Like, she has a golden retriever and she's married to Ty Gretzky, and
you know, they gallivant around and talk about reality TV.
And she's
on average.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your pregnancy. That's exciting.
Thank you.
I guess Austin beat me to that text.
Did he? I can't remember. I probably still have them. They came so close together, and I talked about this on my podcast because I
reached out to Craig and I said, Craig,
I don't think sure, that happened.
You make sure to reach out to Sarah. And then he was like,
are so nice, because I literally said this on my podcast. I was talking about you, Craig, with Best of Bravo, my girl. I was like, people don't, maybe they do know, but I'm like, Austin and Craig are like the nicest, like, honest to God, nicest, most genuine guys. And I was telling her, I'm like, they both sent me the kindest text when I like announced I was pregnant. Like, I literally almost started crying. And she was like, you're kidding. I'm like, no, I'll read them on air. Like, you guys were so, it was really, really nice. Thank you for doing
that. Well, we were happy for you. I think we've all bonded so much and everyone's energy just meshes so well. We had like Paulina here.
Oh, I listened.
And it was just.
Oh, like, you did?
It was like the.
Of course.
Well, like, we feel bad because, like, we love DJ just as much, but we don't get to see him because he's golfing. And yeah. Paulina was having so much fun with us that we kind of felt like we stole her away from the week. And we were like, oh, no. God.
She had the best week. I was literally having so much FOMO. I'm like watching her, like, all over. I was dying. But no, that episode was very good.
Bravo. That's good. That's good.
We got wasted.
Can I say that? Shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were not with child, like, all I would be doing right now is having like a nice rosé, maybe a fireball. Like, I'm so jealous. I'm not turning up on this.
Yeah. I turned to Austin and I was like, you know, Sarah's pumped right now. She just got a bottle of white wine. And then I was like, oh no, she's pregnant.
No, she's drinking water and milk.
That's fine. How much time do you have left?
Like four months.
Over the hump, though.
Oh, we're over halfway. She is ready to go.
That's exciting.
All right, Sarah, you know, you're preggers AF. Hey. What do you, other than reality TV,
are you done eating? Just get it all down before you stop.
I did.
You just had that piece of pizza.
I'm like, salivating.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Sorry, it's ASMR shit.
No one likes that except you.
That's not true. A lot of people like it.
half people, half don't. Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Other than reality TV, what are you watching right now?
I just finished Mayor of Easttown, HBO.
Of course you did.
I heard that was good.
Of course I did. What does that mean?
You're a basic bitch. And of course
you watch. I don't like scary stuff. And apparently it's scary.
I never like scary stuff. I got conned into watching it. But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Paige told me to watch it, actually. She was like, watch this show.
Who's the actress?
And I was like, no.
Kate Winslet, Titanic, hello, icon.
Oh, sorry, I've heard of her.
Yeah. Austin, tell Sarah what you just told me at Beer Works across the street before coming in here and see if she can guess the show. Because by the time he, like, halfway through what he was telling me, I was like, yes, I just, okay.
Okay. Let's see. So Craig and I are recovering from our weekend with Kristen. And I was like, Craig, you know, what'd you watch? Or I told him what I watched. And before I even got through the intro, he was like, yeah. I just watched the season.
Yeah, tell her what the description you gave me was.
And can you finish eating too?
You can't tell that I'm eating because I don't want you to give away the show.
Okay. All right. So it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's new. And it literally is the dumbest show I've ever seen that I've been binging. It infuriates me because it really is a stupid show. They're like, okay.
Do you know what we're talking about?
I mean, that could be.
As soon as I said.
No, I don't.
Austin was basically like, I've been watching this stupid show, but I can't seem to stop. But like, I don't think it's that good a show. And I was like, yeah, I just watched it in one day. Yesterday.
Yeah, Craig goes, I just finished the whole thing.
What was it?
It's called Sweet Tooth.
I've literally never heard of it.
Yeah, it's about hybrid babies that are like half animal, half human.
It's fucking trash.
Oh, Jerry decided to join us again, our manager of the podcast.
Good. I have no desire to watch anything that has to do with like not perfectly angelic, healthy children.
Yeah.
In this moment. Okay.
That would make a lot of sense because that's essentially what the show is about, is that all of a sudden people started to have half animal children, and they like, and the world like burns down. And you're just like, what is happening?
No. Can you be honest? Basically,
not a good show to watch, I guess, if you're pregnant.
Basically, they decided to do it because it's like, it's
based off
the strain of COVID gets released, and all of a sudden, the world just burns down.
I'm sweating. No.
Yes. That Sarah's just got a very comfortable looking bathrobe on right now.
Wait.
Shirt underneath, but just that looks very plush.
Do people not wear clothes under their robe?
I do.
No, I do not.
Okay.
I wear shorts sometimes.
Maybe it's like a girl thing.
Yes.
So you wear clothes under your robe. Uh-huh. Well, Austin also wraps himself in a blanket. He's cold blooded, I guess.
Oh, you are. I'm very hot these days.
No, I'm not cold-blooded. It's just like a weighted blanket almost, but like I put it around my neck and it helps me sleep.
For your anxiety, which I imagine.
You're my anxiety. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you going for another piece?
Yeah. I'm eating pizza now. This is helping me make
Sarah, are you caught up on 90 Day Fiancé?
Fun fact, and this is a big topic. I don't have time for any reality TV that is not Bravo. It's like, oh, you like Housewives. I'm like, no. I like Bravo. Like, people think Bravo's just Housewives. Like, there's just a lot to unpack when I open my Bravo app, and I just really don't have time for anything else. Like, we've got Shaw's currently. There's maybe a little Below Deck Med. Like, there's just a lot happening, and I know I need to get involved in 90 Day, but I don't.
Who's your favorite on Shaw's? Because Craig and I are buddies with Reza.
So Reza is what I would call, I mean, he is reality TV gold, like in more ways than one.
That's Reza.
Yeah. Love you.
Yeah. Baby. I love him. Like, he's the one I would want to like go on a trip with, since now I'm going on a trip with Bravo celebrities. Like, I would choose him.
Wait, over us?
Or no, I mean, out of the cast.
Who are you going on trips with Bravo celebrities with?
You two. My co-host does not watch Bravo. She's literally can't tell you one show.
Funny.
Yeah, so it's a nice for people who like Bravo. I come in, but if you don't watch Bravo, like we're recapping Mare of Easttown next week and like Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale. Can't. But
one of the original I'm Dead girls.
No, definitely.
Every time I fucking hear it now, I just think about Sarah and Paulina, which makes me like in this moment of like, which I might cringe or get mad at the person saying it, makes me happy because then I just picture them as you or Paulina, and I'm like okay, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I just think like if you're not like you two, yeah. If you're not,
you say you're dead.
No, but if it's not you two, I don't want to hear it. But like you two can say it around me, but
I know, and we say it a lot, and it's really a horrible thing to say.
No. You two exhaust it.
No, you exhaust it. You actually started saying it more.
I'm dead, literally.
Thank you.
You saying that to me right now.
Thank you.
I'm dead.
Thank you.
Austin does say it, but
I'm deceased.
Like,
put me deceased. In a coffin.
No.
It's just so silly. It's just,
I know.
I'm dead.
Well, no, you know what you have to start doing, and it makes it a lot easier, is if you use it in text, you just send the coffin emoji like 10 times. So you don't even say it.
Or the skull.
God.
Or the but
Paulina's combo is probably so silly. It's like,
yeah, dead, it is.
Dead,
it's all
dead. Skull and crossbones.
Do you guys use do men like emoji? Like, trying to get Ty to send me like a heart emoji is like, he sends me the same two emojis every time. I'm like,
which are?
You know, what?
Which ones?
What?
He sends me the red heart next to the heart eyes.
I love the heart eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at mine.
Actually, I love the drool emoji.
Same.
Okay.
Love the drool.
Wait, the what?
Drool.
The drooling one.
You send that
often.
Okay. I'm not judging. I'm going to tell you what I send
often. And then I also send. But
that's not even in my top 30.
Like, and then I also.
I'm looking at.
Okay. This is great. Okay.
Drooling. That's funny. I'm not like, I think punctuation's for losers texting. Never.
What? Never. I send exclamation points.
Yes, so that's game-wise, bad game in my opinion to use punctuation.
Oh, like
game will forever be better than yours.
Like flirting.
Okay. Oh, flirting.
Austin has just announced that his game's better than mine, so I'll let him pronounce that because people with good game don't tell people they have good game.
1000% exclamation point.
You just said that you send emojis and punctuation marks, but hey, to each their own.
Okay, hold on. What's your top one, Craig?
Well, obviously the thumbs up, because that's mine. Send Jerry when I don't want to talk to Jerry, because wait. Jerry texts me when I'm hungover and it's like, you have these things to record, and I just send the thumbs up.
I hate the thumbs up. The thumbs
but
up to me is
mine
like,
is
hold on. Sheesh. Yes.
No,
thumbs up is trash.
Thumbs up.
It's zero.
Mine's the upside down smiley face.
I love that.
I'm like in a fight with a girl, or like I did something stupid, I'll just send the upside down smiley face, and it breaks them every time.
And do you want to know why that one is, you know, fantastic?
Why?
Is because if you type in hee hee, then it's the upside down smiley face. And that is like Craig in a nutshell. Is hee hee.
No, I hate hee hee.
Well, you can only
Craig
do
is
it.
Is hee hee.
Yeah,
literally.
Like, you can only do it if you're being like really naughty or did something like funny. Not like, not too bad, but like if you did something bad and like you could throw, it's like a certain level of flirting if you get to the hee hee level.
Wow, Craig, flirting.
Craig uses hee hee, but also
sometimes I throw up this emoji now. They're like, yeah, well.
Okay. One is shrug. And
really, okay, that's when I was shrugging.
And a two is shrug for Craig. Three for me is hee hee. And number one for Craig is hee hee.
I've used the little duck before, the little chick.
I use the chick a lot.
Obviously. This is like a random thing to put. Used to do bear waves a lot years ago.
What's a bear wave?
Like, remember the bear that sits on the side of the road and just waves at people?
No.
So I'll put like the bear face and then the wave emoji. Like, as like
I do wave.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But did you guys see this? Did you
just
see?
Look up waving bears. Like, just Google waving bears right now, and it'll change your life. Well,
hold on.
Craig, I don't know.
Go through your top five. And does top five mean from left to right, or does it mean from top to bottom?
So
what's top five,
it's
Sarah?
It's definitely not the top, because I've never used the popcorn and I've never used the karate.
Okay.
They're both up there.
So. It's top to bottom. Craig, go first, and then Sarah will go second.
Are you actually going to say this?
Yeah, go. Yes.
Yeah, like, Craig's what are they about to expose?
All right, mine goes, hey, this is why, whatever. We're going to be transparent on this podcast.
Do it.
It goes thumbs up, red heart, shrug, yellow heart, and then the three water drops.
You are sexy.
He's the water drops. Yes, he does.
But not like the single one, but the...
Yeah.
Like, that signifies coming. Yes, Craig, we understand.
Well, I can. Well, and then I go hand, the palm to the face, rosy cheeks, because I use that with like my mom, like my rosy cheek smile. Like if she's like, I sent you a package, Craig, like I'll send
can
you that. And then the 100 and upside down.
Interrupt. Okay,
Sarah,
it
what are
sounds
yours?
Like you're fighting with a girl right now via your emojis.
That's yellow heart, red heart, and coming.
That's Craig's game, though. He likes to fight with them, and then he. And then he hits him with the water droplet.
Then he hits the water. Okay, Austin, what are yours?
I'm not fighting with anyone.
Okay.
Can I ask a question first?
Yeah.
Minor.
What's the difference between a yellow heart and a red heart?
Before you say yours, Austin, come back.
There's a lot difference between a yellow heart and a red heart.
We are talking over each other a lot right now, by the way. You all to know that.
We weren't
going
to
address that. We
weren't.
We
already did.
Can I guess yours before you do them?
Sure.
I haven't seen him. It's gonna be
Jerry's guessing.
Talking to the mic, Jerry.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm gonna say heartbroken, and another heartbroken one with a bunch of crying somewhere down there, little emo kid.
Dude, Craig's an emo guy. Okay. Interesting choice. Wrong. And Jerry is on my shit list. Jerry, you're dead.
Yeah, Jerry was just unloading some stuff on you.
Okay. Mine. Shrug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously with blonde hair. He's adorable. Mm-hmm. And then there's the you know, like the HMM, and then it turns into yeah.
Touching
you're like
chin.
You're like, okay, interesting take. And then there's the hee hee.
Uh-huh.
It's third. Fourth is just a nice, you know, wave. Like, hi.
Uh-huh.
And my personal favorite, which I can't believe that it's not higher.
See, I haven't
up,
given you a personal favorite yet, but
is you know, the wave. This is my DM. Is you know, the wave, or no, not the wave, but you know, the hand up blonde hair emoji.
It sounds like okay. How World War II was started,
hi.
But
hello,
so,
the blonde hair with his arm up in the air. Okay, Austin.
So, well, Austin's doing a lot of personal, like, he's liking the like blonde hair guy emoji type. You're liking to personalize your emojis.
And then six
is
the devil smiling face, and seven is the peach which means, you know, but.
So you're both sexting.
Definitely. I'm single.
Sexting is the best thing ever. Actually, like in a relationship, it's a big part of my relationships.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great way to explore your sexuality and really learn each other. But I'm not saying that's what I'm currently doing. But I will say, to follow up on my emojis, the cute one, apparently that it's him praying, but it looks like he's innocent where he has his hands. Like, I use that a lot too, with being like, what are you doing, Craig? And I'm like, I'm being good, I promise.
Did you guys, I don't know if you did the update. I'm going to show you, and then we're going to try and figure out how to explain this new emoji. Okay. But it's, or I'll text it to you guys. It's a new heart, which I'm very into. And it's a heart, but it's like on fire. Can you see it?
No.
Oh, in your fourth row?
Oh, I can.
I just texted it to you guys. It's a heart, but it's like, it's very like, it gives me like very Kourtney Kardashian, Travis.
Oh, Parker like vibe. Blurry. Yeah. I don't like.
Can you just mention the Kardashians on our podcast, please?
Oh, I like Machine Gun Kelly's music.
That's not anything to do with the Kardashians.
Megan.
Oh, I don't know. I get them all confused.
Travis Barker.
Travis Barker. I like his music too.
Anyways, I'm into that.
The fire is weird. I also think, look, and if they happen to hear this, which people will be like, there's no way they will, but if they happen, like, I don't want to talk shit. Like, I like talking shit about Shep, but like, I don't like talking shit about people I've never met. But sometimes it looks like a little, they really make it seem like they're trying to like rub it in someone's face. And I'm just like, we get it. Like, I'm happy for you. You have a very sexual relationship now, but do you, or are you just putting it on Instagram that you do? I've never gotten to talk to anyone.
Or
I don't know which one. Who's with Kourtney Kardashian?
Travis Barker.
I don't want to catch. Yeah, just sometimes that goes through my head where I'm like, these guys are really going for it on Instagram. And I was like, I don't hate it, but I don't know. What's your take? What's your professional opinion? I mean, is she not in love with Scott anymore? Did that end a long time ago?
Listen, they've had a very, as you all know, I would not know, but being in a relationship on camera seems very difficult. It seems a little unnatural.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It seems impossible. So I think that she took a long time off. Kourtney was very single for very long.
She's also always been my favorite. So I will say that. And I love Travis Barker. Like, I love both of them. I just, sometimes I'm like.
It is. No, you're not wrong. It
do
is
it for yourself.
Lot. It is a lot. But you know.
Whatever. Good for them. Yeah. I think it's funny. I've always had a big crush on Megan Fox too. So. And Machine Gun Kelly's music's great. But yes, Megan Fox and Transformers obviously is amazing. I've always been, Kourtney's the one I'm most attracted to.
Yeah.
The original, or like.
Of all.
Yeah. No, I like, well, Kendall's probably the prettiest to me.
But yeah.
Austin's like, great, Craig. So you started a conversation about the Kardashians.
It's okay. You back to you, Austin.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. If I could date one of them, Scott Disick and I would party together. He's the funniest guy, and you know what, like, I'm already in like a bromance, like an active bromance, you know, with Craig, but like Scott Disick could enter this group chat big time.
God, yeah,
awesome.
Because of his quotes, like, I showed Austin some quotes.
You just got floored and you got speechless.
I know, but I'm gonna explain it to him. The only reason Austin, and he can tell me if I'm wrong, is I showed him on Instagram some of his best moments on the show, and I was like, this guy is fucking hilarious.
True,
like,
story.
That's where it came from.
That is a true story.
And that is true. I'm just imagining the three of you like out in Aspen or like in Bahamas, and that gives me like literal like the sweats.
I'd go out with Spencer over
hold on, the sweats. Explain.
Well, he's with a 19-year-old.
Well, and he's off to steal your girl, A, and B, it's just a lot of like,
which one?
Yeah, what girl?
And no, I just mean like, in general, like I feel like you're whatever. He's into, you know, younger girls who are a lot of fun, I imagine. Don't get me wrong.
Him and Whitney would have a great time together.
Oh.
I want to know.
I get so much anxiety like when there's shade.
No, it's just Austin and Whitney have been hanging out with the same age girl.
And I'm 20 years younger than him.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Sarah Gretzky.
Pillows and Beer listeners, our family. Do you ever have trouble picking the perfect Father's Day gift that will you genuinely make your dad go, wow? The best gifts create unbelievable experiences for those you love and memories that last a lifetime. So I'm excited to announce Cameo as a new sponsor of our show because my dad is hard to shop for and I love that we're working with Cameo.
Listen, Craig and I have been on Cameo for ages. In fact, we started a joint account, had one of the funniest days with Mother's Day shout outs. We did like 80 shout outs in one night. It took us like 5 hours, but we were having an absolute blast. So basically, Cameo lets you surprise your loved ones with personalized video shout outs from your favorite stars, from Brian Baumgartner on The Office to Sonya Morgan from Real Housewives, and obviously to your two favorite, yours truly, me and Craig.
Honestly, I haven't even told Austin this yet, but look, we're both on there. We've both been on Cameo, like you said. Look for myself, look for Austin. But what we'll do for this next couple weeks, or let's say 2 weeks, Austin, is we'll unlock our joint account again since we're doing this podcast together all the time. So if you would want a Cameo from me or Austin, go to one of our Cameo sites or go to our joint Cameo site and get your father a really funny message and perfect present from me and Austin. People use Cameo for all kinds of things. Shout outs, roasts, thank you messages, congratulations, business promotions, which is a huge asset on Cameo. And I've even seen people shooting their shot with Cameo by having a celeb ask their crush out on a date for them or congratulate them after a recent proposal.
Go to cameo.com, request a personalized video, and whichever star you choose will send you back a personalized video so you can wow the ones you love. So don't just buy a gift, make a Cameo. Go to cameo.com. That's cameo.com. Summer is coming in hot, literally. But with MeUndies breathable and soft as heck fabrics, you can soak up the sun and feel cool for the summer. With a mix of classic colors and adventurous prints perfect for summer, express yourself in your own unique way. Because MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin.
Austin, I didn't think anyone would be able to convert me to wearing underwear again. And I know you've always found that weird, but ever since high school, I just couldn't put them on anymore. Wasn't comfortable. MeUndies changed all of that for me. I wear underwear almost every day now. Of course, they're MeUndies. They're not, I don't know what you call underwear, but for me, they're the boxer briefs. They fit amazing. Awesome support, and they don't ride up. That's the whole reason I stopped wearing boxers, because they would ride up, and all I was doing is trying to push them down all the time, and MeUndies don't. So with the silky smooth feel, I've never felt more comfortable and confident walking down the street.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing, Craig. I'm more than happy to hear you say this, that MeUndies has converted you back to stop freeballing, because they really are the softest things that I've ever worn. I know that you feel the same way. They are energized by creativity and made for self-expression. And both of us love to self-express ourselves. And they're available in sizes from extra small to 4XL. They have countless styles and prints to choose from. So, I mean, it really is just a really fun underwear.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners right now. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. I love that part. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/pillowsandbeer. That's MeUndies.com/pillowsandbeer. When the weather gets warmer, I'd be all sweaty in my kitchen cooking over a flaming hot stove. But also, I don't exactly want to order takeout for every meal. That's why I'm obsessed with Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I love knowing that the food I'm eating is actually good for me.
After getting my first delivery from Daily Harvest, I started to become hooked really quick. Whether it was their smoothies that were so easy to make, their bowls, their breakfast bowls, or their ice cream, because everyone knows my late night snack is ice cream. I personally really love the mango papaya smoothie, the artichoke and lemon harvest bowl, chocolate and ooey gooey midnight fudge scoops. Austin, I'm telling you, Daily Harvest has changed my life.
Daily Harvest is all about leaving the earth in a better place than they found it, not just for us, but for future generations to come. They focus on increasing biodiversity, investing in organic farming practices, reducing food waste, and even prioritizing recyclable and compostable packaging.
Look, Pillows and Beer listeners, got to tell you, stay cool with me in Austin, stay calm, and stay collected during the summer heat. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter code Pillows and Beer to get $25 off your first box. That's code Pillows and Beer for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer with our good friend, Sarah Gretzky.
Yeah, what is your read on Austin's type and then my type and who we would actually be happy with?
Well, the only...
How did you profile
in,
us?
In like a Kardashian speak?
No. Just life? Like in life. Like she spent a good amount of time with us now. Like how does she think?
It's hard because obviously I'm going into it knowing your exes and the dynamics. But I picture you... I don't even know your type. The thing is, I feel like you guys would have the same type, but not the same type at the same time. That made no sense.
No, we would hook up with the same type, but then marry a different.
150%.
I think we could agree on that.
Hold on, explain that.
We would find ourselves as we have in the past, like we would hook up with the same girl. At first glance. But like dating wise, like who we're going to spend the rest of our lives with is going to be a different type of girl.
Sure. Okay.
Austin's gonna have his golden retriever with, or his black lab with his like Christian all American queen of the South, maybe like future, or like she was a pageant girl, maybe she was a former. She's gonna be a really good cook.
What's the country singer that I'm picturing right now? Like the blonde original. Blonde.
Where is this girl?
Kelsey Ballerini.
No, not Kelsey. Older than her.
Where is this girl?
I don't know. I'm just made her up.
Hot blonde country singer.
Okay, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Like, that's who I'm picturing, like who you're describing as like Austin with a Carrie Underwood.
Yes, like his girl is going to be Southern. Okay.
But Carrie looks like she can't cook.
Okay, well, let's just go with Southern then. It's going to be like a Southern, like she was probably prom queen.
Jerry,
your mom cooks amazing. Oh,
wow.
Okay. Well, she's from Italy, so that's...
Yes, see, no. Austin is going to strictly, maybe he'll be with like, maybe she was like a Brooks Brother models like early on.
Brooks Brothers.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
They don't make women's clothes. So that was weird.
Okay. Now, what about Craig?
Craig, on the other hand, might get a little bit more adventurous as we've seen him. Maybe she has a little European background. Maybe she's from New York. Maybe she's from LA. Like maybe.
That's adventurous. Are you fucking serious? Wow. Just a small town girl, you know?
Just put me in a Hallmark movie and I will marry my co-star. That's who I'm going to end up marrying. If I ever get into Hallmark, I'm going to marry my co-star from the movie.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to yell at her. Well, not yell. Yell is a dumb word. But yeah, we'll just stick with what I was going to say. Yell at her for being not like her character that she was in the movie when we actually get married and be like, I want to be married to her character in the movie, but not her in real life. Wow.
So does Craig marry a brunette or a blonde?
Craig marries a brunette. Duh. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so too. Dancing with the Stars is another place that I could find my partner.
Oh, why don't you go on it?
The girl that got me on the show just walked by the store and flicked all of us off. That was interesting.
Who was that?
It was like Whitney's like assistant when he just developed the show.
Was that? Oh, it was like a real flick off? Or
well, we're in the store. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not, but she did. She actually did this.
Nice.
Jerry's
nice.
Like, I will find her and I will equalize her.
I'm not going to give her the benefit of the doubt, his name. Yeah, that's funny. And then,
like, I don't think your wives are in Charleston. I'll say that.
I agree. I agree for him. Yeah. I agree.
No.
I don't think the next person we date will be.
I'm going to find mine in like a small town like New York or LA or something.
Or what if we went overseas and you found one that like barely spoke English?
Like Italy.
No.
No, Austin needs someone who can like watch Harry Potter with him all day long. Like, he can't have someone who's like wanting to like, I don't know,
who's wanting to what? Like, eat.
No, like, you just can't have someone who's like wanting to talk like, like about art or like.
basically you're setting an IQ level here.
Are you calling me uncultured swine?
No, because you know what he is very cultured in is TV and film, and I learned that when he came on my podcast, because he does have a lot of knowledge, and you both love rom-com, so you're both set up perfectly to be great.
Yeah, well then we have to add your pick to our board, The Holiday or Love Actually.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So you guys each like one, because this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
To
well, me. Yeah. Guess who? Oh,
you
like one.
The Holiday? We know. You basically
Love Actually. 100.
Oh shit! I just roasted my own fan. Oh my god! Yeah. I love you.
It's weird. I'm sorry.
That's interesting. That is very interesting.
What you went? Well, Austin didn't let you pick, but I wanted to hear which one you would have thought.
Oh, who was who? I mean, it makes sense obvious. Now because there's no way Austin it's and so- I'm, it's not a dig, but there's no way Austin can sit through The Holiday, because I can't either.
Actually, he's not that happy at the end. Sad.
I know, but I am so obsessed with the little boy in Love Actually. It's bizarre.
Liam Neeson's kid. Duh.
He makes the film for me.
Wow.
Well, let's just all agree on definitely maybe if we're going to talk about cute little kids. And
yes.
There are a couple definitely maybe with Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Love him.
Typecast. Our good friend Ryan.
Yeah, that a typecast ass. A typecast ass motherfucker.
I love it. See, I love his stuff. Austin gets annoyed at typecasting with some people. Well, and I look forward to typecasting.
I just, Sarah, just said this, that the proposal, right? Because Craig and I were talking about rom-coms, and Craig was like, oh, The Proposal. I'm like, oh, really? Because Ryan Reynolds is the same person in every single movie. He's just like, you know, he's like a chatterbox. Who just talks and talks and talks, and he's handsome and gets away with everything. But you know,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That's why Craig identifies.
But my personal favorite question to ask.
Yeah, ask. Well, that one's good. Oh, is that who that is? Yeah.
She said Kakis.
I was just like talking.
She said, "Are you Kakis or Bateman?"
I like him and Ted
Reynolds.
Russell.
Ryan Reynolds and him had a movie together where they switched places.
The Change Up. That's great. The Change Up's awesome.
Very good.
I don't know. That one's tough. I thought you were talking about
that one's
the
not
guy
tough.
From Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
No, that's Jason. Jason.
Oh, Jason. Who is that guy?
So people are listening right now, and then they're yelling. They're like, "It's Jason." And Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Nick, who is it?
We all know
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
I thought that's who you're talking about.
No. Jason. You know Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah. Ted Lasso. Did you not watch Ted Lasso?
No, that's... Oh, yes, come yes, yes. On. Yes, yes. Oh.
It's stupid as fuck.
Whoa there, Austin.
Wait, what? Ted Lasso?
Nick.
Oh, your whole... Nick, you watched yourself, it at a sad Jerry, point in your life. Yourself.
No.
Yeah, you have a cold heart. It's so good and cute and like... I love the stripper in it. She's great.
Love her.
What's her name? She's Healy. So great. Yeah,
I only Healy. Made it through episode 2.
Wait.
Ooh.
What?
Wait.
Who told you it was dissect stupid? This.
No, no, no. Everyone's telling me it's awesome.
He was in a dark place.
No.
Definitely. That's what I think. I think he was watching it in a sad place, and so he couldn't not appreciate the small little love stories that were blossoming.
Isn't that why people watch rom-coms? Is to, like, who can...
Yeah, but if you're in a out of that sad place, and then you can be like, "Fuck this! I'll never be happy. This is all like love's not like no, it's not."
So he himself was going probably through a breakup with Olivia Wilde too, though. So like it's so agreed. Real and raw. I feel like the whole thing.
Did you just say it's real and raw that a football coach from Wichita
talking
State
to the mic, Jerry.
Coaches a fucking professional soccer team? Did you say it's real and
you're,
raw?
You're getting way too nothing in the weeds about the bullshit it. Of it. You gotta,
nothing
the
about it is
story.
Real and or raw.
It's such a good story about how to manage people, how to talk to people, how to just be a good
and when
fucking
the bad
person.
Guys like do good stuff at the end and you're just so happy.
We definitely triggered Austin. We hit a nerve.
Yeah. Ted Lasso is real and raw. Wow.
Do you watch
as if he's
West?
The modern day let's just say it. Come on.
Dude, when they give him
who's
the coaching
favorite
job
actor?
At the end.
Who's my favorite actor, Sarah?
You said Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's right. Okay, so Ted Lasso is the new Daniel Day-Lewis, aren't you?
No, I'm saying real and raw is like he, and the way he's acting in it, going through it with a divorce in Ted Lasso, he's probably going through a breakup with Olivia Wilde at the same time. That's real and raw.
I love Olivia Wilde.
Real and raw. Ted Lasso. So you great give show.
Newsroom.
Jerry, give a Rotten Tomato score for Ted Lasso right now.
Oh.
Talking to the microphone.
Well, I don't agree with the Rotten Tomatoes.
Craig just sat back and crossed his arms. I don't agree with Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Give your score.
Rotten Tomatoes 92. Is 91%.
92. Wow. I said 92. What did you say?
It's 91.
67 all day.
You're so wrong. 91.5. I watched it again this weekend. That's my
season two is about to come out.
Yeah. You're 60. What? Oh, you're
all right. So how about Mythic Quest? Do you watch Mythic Quest?
No.
Oh, no. Man.
Do you guys watch Mythic Quest?
No.
What the fuck is Mythic?
That's a meme. Right there.
Craig's it's Pulse. An Apple TV show. It's got the guy from, it's got Mac from Always Sunny and they're video game developers. yeah, I've seen pretty much everything on TV.
Missed that one.
That's how I ended up with fucking Sweet Tooth this weekend.
Sweet Tooth is trash.
Superstore.
Actually, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Sweet Tooth isn't bad. It's just, it's funny because Austin earlier was like, I feel like I'm getting to the end. I'm on episode 8. And I was like, little do you know, that's the last episode. Sarah, are you an Outer Banks girl?
No.
Never. What?
I mean, that's not to say I'm not. I just haven't seen it.
Okay, maybe that personally offends me. Oh my,
that's.
I know.
I feel like if we knew that before our trip, we wouldn't have talked to you.
Oh my God. Out of all the shows, that's the show that would.
That's what we're pledging our alliance. Well, our allegiance is pledged to Outer Banks.
Outer Banks got Craig and I through a really weird time in
our lives.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
It's all filmed here.
Oh. You know what we did talk about? Austin and I did talk about that I love is. Can't think of the name. What's the guy who does Righteous Gemstones? Love him.
Oh, Danny.
Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
You late?
So what's your guys' favorite show, including you, Sarah? What's your favorite shows, like, all time? Like, top three? Like,
OC, of all Friday categories, Lights, all
Laguna
genres.
Beach, OC.
The OC, Friday
and,
Night Lights.
And what was the one when we were kids? Dawson's Creek.
And Peaky Blinders.
Ow.
You have to add some gangster murder shit in there at some point.
I'm so can I get that, like, can you guys one at a time do the recap? Because I just want to make sure I heard never discuss this. I'm really shocked no one said The Office because that's on my personal list. The Office. Yeah,
in the golf tournament this weekend and Kevin from The Office is gonna be
love.
There.
Love
Brian Baumgartner.
Yes.
And then and David Wallace.
David Wallace.
Yeah.
Like that's amazing. I just love The Office. Now to me, when people say what are your favorite shows, it means what shows can you watch 9,000 times? That's what I think. Okay. And The Office is one of them. Sex and the City is one of them. And I mean, I hate to be that basic of a bitch, but it's just top of mind right now. I mean, I won't go as far as to say all time fave, but I mean, Friends is something that I just.
I agree. Craig, do you like Friends or not?
Yeah. Seinfeld. I hate Seinfeld. Actually, that's my like unpopular opinion.
What?
No, I Seinfeld,
but. Oh, Entourage?
Amazing.
Entourage. Yeah,
watched
great.
That 10,000 times.
Yeah. That's probably the only one, only TV show I can watch over and over. Movies like Wedding Crashers I can watch over and over, yeah. But
which Wedding Crashers 2, by the way? Cannot. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wait, so
on.
What was the one with
that sounds like a Friends
just
episode.
Did the new Mighty Ducks.
The one with the girl from Mighty Ducks.
What was her show?
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
Craig stop.
Wait, so I felt like that would have been Sarah's. What was your Friday night lineup though? So I watched Step by like Family Matters, Urkel, and then Step by Step when I was a little kid. And Step by Step was my favorite.
I don't even remember what was on Friday nights, to be honest. Like, honestly, I'm from Texas. I was at the football games.
Oh, see, I had a bedtime. It was
so
only night.
You should love Friday Night Lights.
I do love, but okay. I got into Friday Night Lights like 3 years ago. Like, I did not watch it in real time.
That's even better.
Because I was like, I'm from here. I'm from a town. I don't care.
God, you should watch it when
I'm buddies
pregnant.
With
you
Jason Street.
I am.
With Scott Porter.
How do you know him?
Scott filmed Dear John. Dear John here.
Channing.
I met him in my semester abroad in Prague when I was watching Friday Night Lights in 2009.
No way.
And we partied.
Yeah, I took him into the Dollar and everyone was like, Jason Street can walk. And I was like, what are they talking about? And he's like, yeah, I kind of play this quarterback that's in a wheelchair on a TV show.
Definitely.
Ty's friends with Tim Riggins. And that is like his, like when people find that out, no matter who they are, my friends are like, Ty knows Tim Riggins. I'm like, yeah.
I'm in Texas forever, babe.
Yeah, he still lives in Austin. Great guy. But Dear John, that was a throwback I wasn't ready for.
I'm not going to, I will never watch that. I heard what happens at the end and that they don't get back together. And I was like, why the fuck would I watch a movie where they don't get back together?
It's insane to me. Wow.
So it's not a happy ending, right?
No.
Is it a Nicholas Sparks book?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Doesn't he
film
all his movies in Charleston? Or like...
We've got Notebook, Dear John.
What was the one with Miley?
What did he say?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
The Notebook, Dear John.
Miley?
Did I mention the Notebook? Oh, yeah, be the last song.
They're eating.
Yeah, question. Do you eat while you're doing your podcast?
I don't.
Thank you.
But I get enough shit as I am because I'm a girl and I am a millennial and she talks too fast. And she
says, not a millennial?
So, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 30. I was born in 90. I don't think
I'm a millennial, though.
What am I then?
I think you guys are millennials.
I'm 26.
We are.
Yeah.
I thought millennial was like after 96.
No, I think you might be Gen Z.
I'm definitely not Gen Z. Don't you dare put me in that category.
I just learned what chuggy means. And
yeah, I don't, I'll never, that's my least favorite thing that has happened in the last, other than whatever the bad stuff. But that word, like if I ever start saying that, I'm going to be pissed.
You won't. This was really fun.
I know. Do we have one more question, Austin, or no?
I mean,
what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, I have a good question.
Okay.
Well, the biggest pet peeve is fine. You can answer that. Yeah.
God. I'm very irritable. So that's a hard question for me because there's a lot. I get really annoyed by people easily.
I don't like being touched or hearing people chew.
You friends with Austin?
Honestly,
I love telling people to touch Craig.
Yeah. Austin, when we're out, he'll be like, hey, if you want to meet Craig, if you want to meet Craig, what he really like appreciates is physical touch. It's his love language.
It's physical touch.
And like people will start coming up and touching me and I'll be like, God damn it. I know Austin's here somewhere.
I know.
It's actually brilliant if you think about it, but
he likes to mess with you. Honestly, this isn't like very original, but I get really annoyed when people sneeze like 5 times, 10 times. I'm sorry, but I do.
I love that. That's funny.
Like,
it's original.
I'm not proud of that, but I get like really irritated when that happens. What was your question?
All right, Sarah, you get to ask me and Austin any question that you've ever wanted to ask us. No, you get to ask us any question.
Okay.
Even about like anything you want.
Oh, trust me.
We also tell you most stuff anyway. Like
I know, I know, but I'm thinking like, what do the people want to hear? You know, like what is a question a longtime listener is screaming? Sarah, ask him that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I ask you? Is it the same for both of you, or do I do one question?
No, you're hosting for the next like 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay, just like random. I have an intense question and I have like a fun fact question.
I'd say like the more, the better.
Okay, ready? Just like very curious about your sleeping situations. How many sheets do you guys sleep under? Are you guys like a duvet and a sheet? Are you a duvet, a cover?
I'm a top sheet guy. Have to have a top sheet. And then currently I have a comforter on the bed, but I'd rather have this thick blanket that I have in the guest room. But I can't sleep without a top sheet.
Love it.
Top sheet is for the birds.
Yeah.
I have no top sheet. I know
that's
sheet.
An unpopular opinion.
And then I will almost put like one leg under my duvet and one leg out, and I always wrap my neck in a fuzzy blanket.
Oh my God, you are literally, besides the fuzzy blanket, you are Ty. Ty has a leg out,
two.
A leg under, and he has pillows on his head.
Wait, leg that's out? I've never heard of this leg out
like
thing.
One leg under and one leg out because I'm like, see, I'm too hot.
I'll tuck the blankets. I'll kick my legs up in the air so that they come under me, and then I'll put my legs down. So like I cocoon myself a little bit.
Kick my legs up.
And if I'm like, I don't know.
I know. I don't even try to understand that.
Yeah, my boo, the monsters will get me. Obviously, the monsters will get you if you leave your feet out of the sheets.
Sorry, Jerry, say again.
Do you sleep with your feet out of the like sheets? Like I sleep with the sheets. My feet have to be outside of the sheets.
No, well, like, so I don't use a top sheet, right? Like
or cover anything.
No. And then I have one leg under my duvet and one leg out.
He just sleeps with a duvet.
Just a duvet. And then, Jerry, I'm telling you that the blanket that I have is like fire, right? And you wrap it around and it's just like a thing.
How often do you wash your sheets, though?
Oh, every like 4 days.
Yeah, same. And then how important is a ceiling fan?
Imperative.
Can you sleep without a ceiling fan, Sarah?
Yes, only because in LA, ceiling fans are not very popular, but I have to have like a fan of some sort, but I can live without a ceiling fan. It just has to be a fan. I need noise.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us, Sarah.
So fun.
I know.
Thanks for
having me. I love you.
I know. I love you guys.
I miss you.
Sarah and her little girl that hasn't been born yet.
It hasn't been born and doesn't have a name. Everyone keeps asking me. I'm like, she's nameless.
That's such a weird thing to ask, in my opinion.
I asked every single, I'm like, do you guys like, naming a dog is hard. Imagine naming a child. Like, you have to say that name a billion times.
God, that's a whole other conversation we could have one day. Is baby names.
It's amazing.
I'll be there when you need help.
Do you want to know my girl name?
Oh, I would love to. You're telling names?
I mean, whatever. Oh, my girl name's Penelope.
Oh, so cute.
What's yours, Austin? Fire.
I don't have one.
Danger.
You've never like heard a name and thought like, I'm going to name my daughter that.
What did you say, Craig?
Danger.
No.
He said Penelope.
The Penelope.
Oh, well, yeah. I've got the Penelope pillows in the store.
Yeah. I've heard a few names that I really like, but I can't think off the top of my head at the moment.
Austin's going to have a girl first. Craig's going to have a boy first, but Craig's going to have more girls than boys.
Yeah. I'm going to have a girl first for sure.
I'm going to have
the universe.
Multiple daughters. They're all going to be trouble like their mother. And I'm going to drink. I'm drink myself to sleep every day.
Okay, Sarah, right. We love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Thanks for being
here. I love you guys. Thank you.
And film ads. I love you so much.
All right. Well, stay tuned, guys. Everyone, this is Sarah Gretzky and her podcast, The Net Chicks. And you can listen to it everywhere you can listen to our podcast.
And that's all here with our good friend Sarah. We want to thank her very much for coming on to our 20th episode. 20th episode, Craig, of Pillows and Beer. Sarah, thank you so much. It was a blast.
Thank you to our listeners. You guys have kept us going. I know we haven't been the most consistent people in the world with days of the week, but we're getting better. Audio should be fixed by now. And we can't wait for you guys to see what we have in store. And we can't wait to see what happens in our future episodes. So until next time, guys, which hopefully is in a couple of days. That's me and Austin from Pillows and Beer. See you next week.